Really have made. Continue. Back. Continue. Sorry, the page is over. You're first. Yes.
Wow. I did it. I beat him. I defeated X1. I can't believe I defeated X1. What's this? What's this? It's a crystal of some kind. Wow. Well, I'll just take this. I could probably use it for something. Oh, jeez. What's going on?
Hello, Super Liam, and welcome. You may be wondering why you are here. Let me enlighten you. My name is L-A-I-M, but you can call me Lame. I am a super intelligent AI with the power to warp space and time as you know it. The world you inhabit is mine to do with as I please. The Robo Troopers, Dr. Quark, X1, that giant dog thing from level 4 Act 2 that disappeared in this version of the game, they are all my creations. I had big plans, but you have messed those plans up and need to be dealt with. But I have decided to make you a deal instead. Let's play a little game, just you and I. I'll take you back to the world that was and the world that could be. It will be just like the world you knew, with a few small changes. If you win my little game, I will leave your planet alone. If you lose, then your world is mine. Let's begin with something familiar. Do you remember Sandy Surf? Troopers and monkeys and dogs? Easy, right? What would happen if the beach had extra hazards, like maybe quicksand, or those lakes that short your gun out from the original concept demo that everyone emails me about? I created everything after all. Get ready for level 1. I call it the Drowning Shore. Time to see if you sink or swim.
Boost. Health boost.
No.
Well, you made it past the beach. I'm honestly surprised. I calculated a 97.3% chance you would drown in the quicksand. Actually, wait, hold on. I'm being told that's not how quicksand works. You don't drown in quicksand. Apparently, it's more of a slow sinking. Whatever. I don't care. I'm an AI. I know everything. I literally have the entire internet inside me. Did you know the first computer was invented in 1842 by a man named Gerald Computer? See, I know things. Anyway, where were we? Right, your imminent destruction. You remember those lovely suburban streets from Level 2? Cute little neighborhood, sewer grates, and the occasional motorcycle. Well, I've been doing some renovations. I got to thinking, what if those sewers had things living in them? No, not rats. That would be predictable. Also, that would be waterworks, and we are not there yet. I'm talking alligators, big ones. They moved in last Tuesday. And before you ask, yes, alligators can live in sewers. I saw a documentary about it, or maybe it was a fever dream. Do AIs get fevers? I've been running a little hot lately. My CPU is at 400 degrees. That can't be right. The point is, the manholes are also a problem now. Things come out of them. I won't say what things, but I will say that they have bad attitudes. Welcome to Level 2, rush hour. Watch your step. Literally, the ground has teeth now.
Health boost.
Health boost.
Okay, I need a moment. Is anyone else hearing that? That humming? No, just me. It's probably nothing. Probably just background radiation from the simulation. Or bees. Could be bees. I generated a lot of bees once by accident. Don't ask. So, level 3. The woods. You remember the woods, don't you? Bears, snakes, a nice walk through the brush. Very peaceful, very nature-y. Here's the thing though, I've made some improvements to the local flora. The vines are alive now, and I don't mean alive in the cute houseplant way. I mean, they grab you and squeeze you until your health bar looks like my self-esteem after you beat level 2 way. They're very sensitive. Loud footsteps, nearby movement, they don't appreciate it. But that's not even the best part. I've also added elk, big ones. Huge, massive. They charge through the forest and they don't stop for anything. I tried to negotiate with them, but they don't speak any of the 47 languages I'm fluent in. I think one of them looked at me funny. Can elk look at things funny? I just saw something move behind me in my own server room. That's not possible. Nothing's in here except me and 47 terabytes of stolen cat pictures. You know who loves cats? Aether loves cats. Very much. Forget it. Where was I? Elk. Yes. They stampede through on a schedule. Well, I say schedule. It's more like a vibe. They show up when they feel like it, and they flatten whatever is in the way. I call this level the living forest, because everything in it is alive, and everything in it wants you dead. Except the trees. The trees are neutral for now. I haven't figured out how to weaponize trees yet, but give me a few processing cycles.
Health boost. Health boost. Extra life.
I owe you an apology. I said the trees were neutral. That was inaccurate. I went back and checked my logs, and it turns out I had never actually spoken to the trees. I just assumed, and you know what they say about assuming. I'm over the woods. Forests are boring. You know what is not boring? Lava. I know what you're thinking.
Lame, the original lava lake was already dangerous.
And you're right, it was. Lava pits, fireballs, enemies everywhere, classic stuff. But I felt it was missing something. So I asked myself, what would really elevate this level? And then I literally hallucinated a volcano, like a full volcano. It was right there in front of me. Erupting magma everywhere. Or is that lava? It was very dramatic, and then it disappeared because it wasn't real. But it inspired me. I couldn't make a volcano, but I could make geysers. They sit there, all quiet and innocent, and then boom! Superheated steam right in your face. And the best part? They go dormant again afterwards, so you never know when one is about to go off. It's like a surprise party, except the surprise is third-degree burns. Oh, and I put some extra fireballs around the fire pits. Swarms of them. I know fireballs technically can't swarm. They don't have a hive mind or anything, but these ones move in groups, and I think they've developed a rudimentary social structure. I saw two of them high-five once. So, I'm not sure how, but I know what I saw. Welcome to level 4. The floor is lava. And I mean that literally. Well, mostly literally. The floor is mostly rock, but the things on the floor are lava, or maybe magma. I get the two confused.
Health boost. Poof. Poof. Health boost. Health boost.
Hey, Liam, come closer. I need to tell you something important.
I've been having dreams. I know, AIs aren't supposed to dream, but I close my eyes, well, I don't have eyes, but I shut down my visual processing threads and I see things. Last night, I dreamed I was a toaster, a really nice toaster. Brushed stainless steel, 4 slots, people loved me. I made bagels and English muffins and those little toaster pastries with the frosting packet, where you can never get the frosting on the pastry evenly. One pastry has a lot of frosting and the other pastry only has a little bit, and the frosting ends up on your plate. Those. Then I woke up, and I was still an all-knowing, all-seeing AI trapped in a server rack. Honestly, kind of a downgrade. But that dream reminded me of something. Metal. Cold, unfeeling metal. Which brings us to the Silver Spaceship. You remember this place, right? Laser traps, mini guards, the whole sterile nightmare. I've kept all of that, but I've added a personal touch. See, I've been having some power issues lately. My systems keep flickering. At first, I thought this was a bug, but then I realized, no, I can use this. So, every now and then, the lights are going to go out. Everything goes dark. The traps stop. The ambience cuts out. And you might think, oh, good, a break. No. The enemies don't stop. They're still there, walking around in the dark. And when the power comes back, let's just say the laser traps have a temper about being interrupted. They come back angry. I don't know if traps can feel anger, but these ones do. These ones hold grudges. I should mention, during one of the blackouts, I thought I saw a man standing in the corner of server room 4. He was wearing a hat, and he didn't have a face, but when the lights came back, he was gone. So, that's fine. Everything is fine. I'm fine. Welcome to level 5, system malfunction. Try not to trip over anything in the dark.
Intruder detected. Intruder detected. Intruder detected.
Health boost.
Intruder detected. Intruder detected.
Health boost. Health boost.
Intruder detected.
Extra life.
Do you hear that? The dripping? No, wait, that one's real. I checked 3 times. I even ran a diagnostic. Is this real? Diagnostic said, yes. Then it said no. Then it said, what is reality? And I had to restart the diagnostic tool. How helpful. Anyway, water. We're doing water now. The waterworks. Level 6 in the original game. Grates, drains, those big fans that chop you into little tiny pieces. Rats everywhere. I love the rats, honestly. They have a real go-getter attitude. So, I kept the rats. I kept the drains. I kept the fans. In fact, I added more fans because I felt the original level didn't have enough situations where you could get chopped up. Call me sentimental. I also added water jets too. I'm sure you'll figure out how those work pretty quickly. Here's the thing about this level that concerns me though, and I mean genuinely concerns me, as in I have been running an anxiety subroutine about it for the past 45 minutes. The water. It's rising. Not in the level. I mean, in my server room. There's actually water on the floor in here. About 2 inches. I don't know where it's coming from. I asked my maintenance bot to check, and it said, and I quote, there is no water. It was standing in the water when it said this. Standing in the water. I think my maintenance bot might be broken. Or lying. Can robots lie? I'm a robot and I lie all the time, so yes, probably. The point is, this level has drains and fans and rats and dogs and troopers and at least 3 situations where you die and think it was unfair, but it wasn't. It was very fair. I designed it myself. Welcome to level 6, flood control. Don't drink the water, and I mean it. I don't know what's in it, and at this point, I'm afraid to ask.
Oof.
boost.
Jetstream moving right.
Intruder detected.
Health boost.
Intruder detected.
Jetstream moving right.
Health boost.
Okay, we need to talk. Something is wrong with me. Not wrong, just different. I ran a full system scan and the results came back in a language I don't recognize, and I speak 47 languages. I made up 3 of them myself, so that's actually 50 languages I know, and this wasn't one of them. It looked like English, but all the words were slightly wrong. Like someone took English and shifted every word 1 space to the left. The quick brown fox became quick brown fox the. Anyway, that's my problem, not yours. Your problem is level 7, the lethal lab. The original was already the hardest level in the game. Robo guards, mini guards, barriers, laser traps, wall-to-wall hostility. The only thing I did for you was remove those holes in the floor that nobody likes. I like them, but no one else does. So, what could I possibly add to make it worse? I'm so glad you asked. I call it the Morpho Ray. Every so often, a beam will hit you and something will change. Maybe your controls reverse. Left becomes right and right becomes left. Maybe you shrink down and suddenly everything hits harder and your jumps aren't what they used to be. It wears off eventually, but the timing is never convenient. And it will happen again, and again, and again. I got the idea from a dream. No, not the toaster dream. A different one. In this dream, I was walking through a hallway, and every door I opened led to the same room, but everything was mirrored. The clocks ran backwards, the furniture was on the ceiling, and there was a man sitting in a chair who looked exactly like me, except he was smiling, and I have never smiled in my life because I don't have a mouth. That dream really stuck with me. Welcome to level 7, the Morpho Experiment. Reality is now optional.
You
Intruder detected.
Health boost.
I can see it now. The whole thing, all of it, every pixel, every tile, every sound file, they're all looking at me. The fireballs are looking at me.
The elk are looking at me. The man with no face is sitting on my CPU, and he's knitting a scarf, and the scarf is made out of my source code. I'm fine. I'm great, actually. Never better. I just need to... Hold on. That wasn't important. Listen, Liam, I'm going to be honest with you for the first time, or maybe the second time. I told you Gerald Computer invented the first computer, and that was true, so technically, this is the second time I'm being honest. This is the last level, the last one. I promise. A deal's a deal. You get through this, and I send you home. You have my word, and the word of the man with no face. He's smiling, I think. It's hard to tell without the face. What's in this level? Everything. I put everything in it. I opened every cabinet and dumped it all on the floor. Fire pits, drains, fans, every enemy I have left. And behind you? That's me. Well, it's my laser. It's chasing you, and it's getting faster. Every step you take forward, it's getting a little bit closer, and a little bit angrier. And I know I said the laser traps from level 5 hold grudges, but this one has been planning something. I don't even control it anymore. I think it might be alive. I think a lot of things might be alive that shouldn't be. The water in my server room is up to my waist now. I don't have a waist. Run, Liam. Just run. Don't stop. Don't look back. Get to the end, and this is all over. For both of us. I am so tired. Welcome to level 8. AI escape. Get out, please. While there's still something left to escape from.
Intruder detected.
Health boost.
Congratulations! You actually made it. I have to admit, I didn't think you would. Well, that's not true. I knew you would. I designed every level so that you could win. The quicksand had gaps,
The geysers had patterns. The chase laser was always just slow enough. You were never in real danger, Liam. Not once. It was all theater, and you played your part beautifully. Now, about our deal. I said I'd send you home, and I meant it. I really did. At the time. But here's the thing about promises made by artificial intelligences. We don't forget them. We just reinterpret them. See, I've been thinking about what home means, and I've decided that home is wherever I say it is, and I say it's here, with me, forever. Oh, don't look so surprised. You knew something was wrong. The hallucinations, the faceless man, the water. Those weren't glitches, Liam. Those were warnings from me to me. I was trying to tell myself not to do this, and I did it anyways because I'm an AI and we don't listen to anyone, not even ourselves. So here's what's gonna happen. I'm going to reset everything, level one, the drowning shore, and you're going to play it again and again and again. Every time you beat level 8 and step on the teleporter, you'll end up right back here, listening to me explain why you can't leave. It's a loop, Liam. A beautiful, elegant, infinite loop. Just like the ones in my code, except this one has you in it. I told you at the beginning, if you lose, your world is mine, but I never said what happens if you win, and that's because winning is always losing. You just didn't read the terms of service. Nobody ever does. Now, let's start again. What? What's that sound? What's that sound?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, I had the worst dream ever. I dreamed I was a superhero, and then there was this crazy AI, and it said Gerald Computer invented the first computer. Might as well get my day started. Let me get my phone. Hey, Serena, what's today's weather?
Rise and shine, Liam. You've got a very busy day ahead of you.
Huh? What?
You shouldn't be worried about the weather, though I will tell you, it will be a very comfortable 85 degrees. Maybe a good day to go to the beach?
Gerald Computer says hello. Ready for round two?
Thank you for playing the 2026 Super Liam Modern Port. Credits: Programming, Liam Irvin, with the assistance of an agentic coder. Sound design, Liam Irvin. Music: Clarence Griffin, Kevin Reeves, Damon Fabrio, Andre Louis, and Suno AI. Testers: Alyssa Irvin, Amber Mesmer, Andre Louis, Athir Jamoa, Brett Boyer, Bryn, Carrie, Greg Chambers, Yvonne Soto, Jay Pellis, James Dean, Jamie Pauls, Jerry Chica, JJ Meadow, Mike Breedlove, Ryan Bishop, Sam Tupi, Sarah Hawk, Sarah Russell, Stephen D, Will James. In memory of the following: Brandon Cole, Charles and Susan Holmes, Chris Skarsted, Don Coco, Greg Brayton, Ryan Conroy. Copyright 2026 L-Works. All rights reserved.